Chapter 39.
1. And you, son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, so says Adonai Yahweh, behold, I am against you, O Gog, the prince of Rosh, Meshech, and Tubal. 2. And I will turn you back and lead you on. And I will bring you up from the recesses of the north, and will bring you on the mountains of Israel. 3. And I will strike your bow out of your left hand, and I will cause your arrows to fall out of your right hand. 4. You shall fall on the mountains of Israel, you and all your bands, and the people with you. I will give you for food to the birds of prey, a bird of every wing, and to the beasts of the field. 5. You shall fall on the face of the field, for I have spoken, declares Adonai Yahweh. 6. And I will send a fire on Magog, and on those living securely on the coast, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. 7. And I will make my set-apart name known in the midst of my people Israel. And I will not let my set-apart name be profaned any more. And the nations shall know that I am Yahweh, the set-apart one of Israel. 8. Behold, it has come, and it has happened, declares Adonai Yahweh. That is the day of which I have spoken. 9. And those living in the cities of Israel shall go out and shall set a fire and burn the weapons, even the shield and the buckler, the bow and the arrows, and the hand staff, and the spears. And they shall burn them with fire 7 years. 10. And they shall not take wood out of the field and shall not cut down out of the forest. For they shall burn the weapons with fire. And they shall plunder those who plundered them, and rob those who robbed them, declares Adonai Yahweh. 11. And it will be on that day, I will give to Gog a place there, a grave in Israel, the valley of those who pass by, east of the sea. And it shall stop those who pass by. And they shall bury Gog and all his multitude there, and they shall call it the valley of the multitude of Gog. 12. And the house of Israel shall bury them, in order to cleanse the land, 7 months. 13. And the people of the land shall bury. And it shall be for a name to them, the day when I am glorified, declares Adonai Yahweh. 14. And they shall separate men who continually pass through the land, burying those who passed through, who remain on the face of the earth, to cleanse it. At the end of 7 months, they shall make a search. 15. And as they pass, those who pass through the land, and any sees a bone of a man, then he shall build a post beside it until the ones burying have buried it in the valley of the multitude of Gog. 16. And also the name of the city is Hamuna. And they shall cleanse the land. 17. And you, son of man, so says Adonai Yahweh, say to the bird of every wing, and to every beast of the field, gather yourselves and come, collect yourselves from all around to my sacrifice which I sacrifice for you, a great sacrifice on the mountains of Israel, so that you may eat flesh and drink blood. 18. You shall eat the flesh of the mighty, and drink the blood of the rulers of the earth, of rams, lambs, goats, and bulls, all of them fatlings of Bashan. 19. And you shall eat fat until you are full, and drink blood until drunkenness, of my sacrifice which I have sacrificed for you. 20. And you shall be satisfied at my table with horses and chariots, and mighty men, all the men of war, declares Adonai Yahweh. 21. And I will put my glory among the nations, and all the nations shall see my judgments which I have done, and my hand that I have laid on them. 22. So the house of Israel shall know that I am Yahweh their Elohim, from that day and onward. 23. And the nations shall know that the house of Israel was exiled for their iniquity. Because they betrayed me, so I hid my face from them and gave them into the hand of their enemies. And they fell by the sword, all of them. 24. According to their uncleanness and according to their sins, I have done to them, and have hidden my face from them. 25. So Adonai Yahweh says this, now I will return the captivity of Jacob and will have mercy on all the house of Israel. And I will be jealous for my set-apart name. 26. And also after they have borne their shame, and all their treachery which they have done against me, when they dwell on their land securely, and no one terrifies, 27. When I have returned them from the peoples, and gathered them out of the hand of their enemies, and am sanctified in them in the sight of many nations, 28, then they shall know that I am Yahweh their Elohim who exiled them among the nations. but I have gathered them to their own land and have not left any of them there. 29, and I will not any more hide my face from them, for I have poured out my spirit on the house of Israel, declares Adonai Yahweh.
Chapter 40.
1, in the 25th year of our exile, in the beginning of the year, in the 10th of the month, in the 14th year after the city was struck, on that same day the hand of Yahweh was on me, and he brought me there. 2, in the visions of Elohim he brought me into the land of Israel and made me rest on a very high mountain. And it was as the structure of a city on the south. 3, and he brought me there, and, behold, a man whose appearance was as the appearance of bronze, and a line of flax and a measuring reed in his hand. And he stood in the gate. 4, and the man said to me, Son of man, look with your eyes, and hear with your ears, and set your heart on all that I shall make you see. For in order to make you see, you were brought here. Declare to the house of Israel all that you see. 5, and, behold, a wall on the outside of the house all around. And a measuring reed was in the man's hand, 6 cubits, with a cubit and a span. So he measured the breadth of the building, 1 reed, and the height, 1 reed. 6, and he came to the gate which faced eastward, and he went up its steps and measured the threshold of the gate, 1 reed wide, even the one threshold, 1 reed wide. 7, and a room, 1 reed long and 1 reed wide, and between the rooms were 5 cubits. And the threshold of the gate from beside the porch of the gate, from the house, was 1 reed. 8, and he measured the porch of the gate from the house, 1 reed. 9, and he measured the porch of the gate, 8 cubits, and its pillars, 2 cubits, also the porch of the gate from the house. 10, and the gate rooms eastward were 3 from here, and 3 from there, 1 measure to the 3 of them, and 1 measure was to the pillars, from here and from there. 11, and he measured the breadth of the gate opening, 10 cubits, the length of the gate was 13 cubits. 12, and the border in front of the rooms was 1 cubit, and the border from here, 1 cubit. And the room was 6 cubits from here, and 6 cubits from there. 13, and he measured the gate of the room from roof to roof, 25 cubits wide, door to door. 14, he also made the pillars, 60 cubits, even to the court pillar, from the gate all around. 15, and on the face of the entrance gate, to the face of the porch of the inner gate, was 50 cubits, 16, and latticed windows were to the rooms and to their pillars inside the gate all around, and so for the porches, and windows were all around inside, and to a pillar were palm trees. 17, and he brought me into the outer court. And, behold, rooms, and a pavement made for the court all around. 30 rooms were on the pavement. 18, and the pavement by the side of the gates to equal the length of the gates was the lower pavement. 19, and he measured the breadth from the face of the lower gate to the face of the inner court, on the outside, 100 cubits eastward and northward. 20, and the gate which faces the way of the north of the outer court, he measured its length and its breadth. 21, and its rooms were 3 from here, and 3 from there. And its pillars and its porches were as the first measure, its length was 50 cubits and its breadth 25 cubits. 22, and its windows, and its porches, and its palm trees were as the measure of the gate that faces eastward. And they went up to it by 7 steps, and its porches were before them. 23, and the gate of the inner court was across from the gate toward the north and toward the east. And he measured from gate to gate, 100 cubits. 24, and he led me southward. And behold, a gate southward. And he measured its pillars and its porches according to these measures. 25, and windows were in it, and its porches all around like these windows. 50 cubits were the length, and 25 cubits the breadth. 26, and 7 steps were going up to it, and its porches were before them. And palm trees were to it, one from here and one from there, to its pillars. 27, and a gate was to the inner court southward. And he measured from gate to gate, southward, 100 cubits. 28, and he brought me to the inner court by the south gate. And he measured the south gate by these measures. 29, and its rooms, and its pillars, and its porches were as 3 measures. And windows were to it, and its porches all around. It was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. 30, and the porches all around were 25 cubits long and 5 cubits wide. 31, and its porches were toward the outer court, and palm trees on its pillars. And its stairway had 8 steps. 32, and he brought me into the inner court eastward. And he measured the gate by these measures. 33, and its rooms, and its pillars, and its porches were as these measures. And windows were to it and to its porches all around. It was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. 34, and its porches were toward the outer court. And palm trees were on its pillars from here and from there. And its stairway had 8 steps. 35, and he brought me to the north gate and measured by these measures. 36, its rooms, its posts, and its porches. And windows were to it all around. It was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. 37, and its pillars were toward the outer court. And palm trees were on its pillars from here and from there, and its stairway had 8 steps. 38, and the room and its door was by the pillars of the gates, they washed the burnt offering there. 39, and in the porch of the gate were 2 tables from here, and 2 tables from there, to slaughter the burnt offering on them, and the sin offering, and the guilt offering. 40, and to the side outside, as one goes up to the door of the gate northward were 2 tables. And on the other side at the porch of the gate were 2 tables. 41, 4 tables were from here, and 4 tables from there, by the side of the gate, 8 tables. They slaughter on them. 42, and the 4 tables for burnt offering were cut stone, 1 cubit and a half long, and 1 cubit and a half wide, and 1 cubit high. They also rested on them the instruments with which they slaughtered, using them for the burnt offering and the sacrifice. 43, and the double hooks, 1 span, were fastened in the house all around, and on the tables was the flesh of the offering. 44, and from the outside to the inner court were the singer's chambers in the inner court beside the north gate. And their face was southward, the one beside the east gate looked the way of the north. 45, and he said to me, "This chamber facing southward is for the priests, the keepers of the charge of the house." 46, and the chamber facing northward is for the priests, the keepers of the charge of the altar. They are the sons of Zadok who come near to Yahweh, of the sons of Levi, to minister to him. 47, and he measured the court, 100 cubits long and 100 cubits wide, a square. And the altar was before the house. 48, and he brought me to the porch of the house and measured each pillar of the porch, 5 cubits from here, and 5 cubits from there. And the gate was 3 cubits wide from here, and 3 cubits from there. 49, the length of the porch was 20 cubits and 11 cubits wide, even with the steps by which they went up to it. And columns were by the pillars, 1 from here, and 1 from there.
Chapter 41.
1, and he brought me to the sanctuary and measured the pillars, 6 cubits wide from here, and 6 cubits wide from there, the width of the tent. 2, and the door was 10 cubits wide. And the sides of the door were 5 cubits from here and 5 cubits from there. And he measured its length, 40 cubits, and 20 cubits wide.
3, and he went inside and measured the pillars of the door, 2 cubits. And the door was 6 cubits, and the width of the door, 7 cubits. 4, and he measured its length, 20 cubits, and the width, 20 cubits, to the face of the temple. And he said to me, "This is the set apart of hollies." 5, and he measured the wall of the house, 6 cubits, and the width of each side room was 4 cubits all around the house. 6, and the side rooms were a side chamber over a side chamber, 3 stories, and 30 times. And they entered the wall of the house for the side rooms all around, that they may be fastened. But they were not fastened in the wall of the house.
7, and there was a widening and a winding upwards and upwards for the side chambers, for the winding around of the house went upward and upward, all around the house. On account of this the width of the house went up, and so from the lowest it went up to the highest by the middle story. 8, I also saw the height of the house all around, The foundations of the side rooms were a full reed, 6 cubits by joining. 9. The width of the wall which was for the side room to the outside was 5 cubits, and that which was left between the side chambers that were of the house. 10. And between the rooms was the width of 20 cubits circling the house all around. 11. And the door of the side chamber was toward the open space, one door northward, and one door southward. And the width of the place of the open space was 5 cubits all around. 12. And the building that was before the separate area at the end of the way of the west was 70 cubits wide. And the wall of the building was 5 cubits wide all around, and its length, 90 cubits. 13. And he measured the house, 100 cubits long. And the separate area and the building and its wall were 100 cubits long. 14. And the width of the face of the house, and the separate area toward the east, 100 cubits. 15. And he measured the length of the building to the face of the separate area which was on its rear, and its gallery from here and from there was 100 cubits, also the inner sanctuary, and the porches of the court. 16. The thresholds, and the latticed windows, and the galleries all around, their 3 stories opposite the threshold, were paneled with wood all around, and from the ground up to the windows, and the windows were covered. 17. To that above the door, even to the inner house, and outside, and to all the wall all around inside and outside by measure. 18. And it was made with cherubs and palm trees, and a palm tree was between cherub and cherub. And 2 faces were to a cherub. 19. The face of a man toward the palm tree from here, and a young lion's face toward the palm tree from there. It was made to all the house all around. 20. From the ground to above the door, cherubs and palm trees were made, and on the wall of the sanctuary. 21. The sanctuary doorposts were squared, and the face of the sanctuary, the appearance of the one as the appearance of the other. 22. The altar of wood was 3 cubits high, and its length 2 cubits. And its corners, and its length, and its walls were wood. And he said to me, "This is the table that is before Yahweh." 23. And 2 doors were to the sanctuary and the set-apart place. 24. And 2 doors were to each of the doors, 2 turning doors, 2 for the one door, and 2 for the other door. 25. And cherubs and palm trees were made on them, on the doors of the sanctuary, like those made on the walls, and thick wood was on the face of the porch outside. 26. And latticed windows and palm trees were from here and from there on the sides of the porch, and the side chambers of the house, and wooden canopies.
Chapter 42.
1. And he brought me out into the outer court northward. And he brought me into the chamber that was across from the separate area, which was in front of the building to the north. 2. To the face of its length was 100 cubits, toward the north door, and 50 cubits wide. 3. Across from the 20 cubits which were to the inner court, and opposite the pavement which was to the outer court, was gallery on the face of gallery, in 3 stories. 4. And before the rooms was a walk 10 cubits wide, to the inside, a way of 1 cubit. And their doors were toward the north. 5. And the upper rooms were shorter, for the galleries used up more space than the lower and middle ones in the building. 6. For they were in 3 stories, and there were no columns to them like the columns of the courts. So the 3rd was made narrower than the lower and middle stories from the ground. 7. And the wall that was outside near the rooms the way of the outer court, on the face of the rooms, its length was 50 cubits. 8. For the length of the rooms that were in the outer court was 50 cubits. And, behold, in the face of the sanctuary was 100 cubits. 9. And under these rooms was the entrance on the east side as one goes into them from the outer court. 10. In the width of the wall of the court eastward, to the face of the separate area, and to the face of the building were rooms. 11. And the way before them looked like the rooms which were northward, as their length, so their width. And all their exits were as their patterns and as their doors. 12. And as the doors of the rooms that were southward, there was a door in the head of the way directly in the face of the wall, the way of the east, as one enters them. 13. And he said to me, "The north chambers, the south chambers which are to the face of the separate area, they are set-apart chambers, there where the priests shall eat, who approach to Yahweh in the set-apart of the hollies. There they shall lay the holiest of the set apart things, even the food offering and the sin offering, and the guilt offering. For the place is set apart. 14. When the priests enter, then they shall not go out of the sanctuary into the outer court, but they shall lay their clothes there by which they minister by them, for they are set apart. They shall put on other clothes and shall approach to that which is for the people. 15. And he finished measuring the inner house. And he brought me forth the way of the gate whose face is eastward, and measured all around. 16. He measured the east side with the measuring reed, 500 reeds with the measuring reed, all around. 17. He measured the north side, 500 reeds with the measuring reed, all around. 18. He measured the south side, 500 reeds with the measuring reed. 19. He turned to the west side, measuring 500 reeds with the measuring reed. 20. By the four sides he measured it. It had a wall all around, 500 reeds long, and 500 wide, to separate between the set apart and the common.
Chapter 43.
1. And he led me to the gate that faces eastward. 2. And, behold, the glory of the Elohim of Israel came from the way of the east. And his voice was like the voice of many waters. And the earth shone from his glory. 3. And the appearance of the vision which I saw was as the appearance which I saw when I came to destroy the city, and as the appearance that I saw by the river Chebar. And I fell on my face. 4. And the glory of Yahweh came into the house, the way of the gate facing eastward. 5. And the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court. And, behold, the glory of Yahweh filled the house. 6. And I heard one speaking to me from the house. And standing beside me was a man. 7. And he said to me, Son of man, the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, there where I will dwell among the sons of Israel forever, even the house of Israel shall not defile my set-apart name any more, they nor their kings, by their fornication, nor by the corpses of their kings in their high places. 8. In their setting of their threshold by my threshold, and their doorpost beside my doorpost, and the wall between me and them, even they have defiled my set-apart name by their abominations that they have done. And I consumed them in my anger. 9. Now let them put away their fornication and the corpses of their kings from me, and I will dwell in their midst forever. 10. You, son of man, declare to the house of Israel, the sanctuary house, and they will blush from their iniquities. And let them measure its size. 11. And if they are ashamed of all that they have done, the form of the house, and its arrangement, and its exits, and its entrances, and all its forms, and all its statutes, and all its forms, and all its laws, make them known to them. And write them in their sight, so that they may observe all its form, and all its statutes, and do them. 12. This is the law of the house, on the top of the mountain is all its border, all around, being most set apart. Behold, this is the law of the house. 13. And these are the measures of the altar by the cubit. The cubit is a cubit and a span, even the base shall be a cubit, and the width a cubit, and its border on its edge all around shall be one span. And this is the upper part of the altar. 14. And from the base on the ground to the lower ledge shall be 2 cubits, and the width 1 cubit. And from the smaller ledge to the greater ledge shall be 4 cubits, and the width a cubit. 15. And the altar hearth shall be 4 cubits, and from the altar hearth and upward shall be 4 horns. 16. And the altar hearth shall be 12 cubits long, and 12 wide, square in its 4 sides. 17. And the ledge shall be 14 long, 14 wide, in its 4 sides. And the border around it shall be 1/2 cubit, and the base for it 1 cubit all around. And its steps shall face the east. 18. And he said to me, Son of man, so says Adonai Yahweh, these are the statutes of the altar in the day of its being made to offer on it burnt offerings, and to sprinkle on it blood. 19. And you shall give to the priests of the Levites, declares Adonai Yahweh, to minister to me, a bull, a son of the herd, for a sin offering. 20. And you shall take of its blood and put it on its 4 horns, and on the 4 corners of the ledge, and on the border all around. And you shall cleanse it and atone for it. 21. And you shall take the bull of the sin offering, and he shall burn it at the appointed place of the house outside the sanctuary. 22. Then on the second day you shall bring a buck of the goats without blemish for a sin offering. And they shall cleanse the altar, as they cleansed it with the bull. 23. When you have finished cleansing, you shall bring a bull without blemish, a son of the herd, and a ram without blemish out of the flock. 24. And you shall bring them before Yahweh, and the priest shall throw salt on them, and they shall offer them for a burnt offering to Yahweh. 25. For 7 days you shall daily prepare a he-goat for a sin offering. And they shall prepare a bull, a son of the herd, and a ram out of the flock, ones without blemish. 26. They shall atone 7 days for the altar, and cleanse it, and consecrate it. 27. And when the days are completed, it shall be on the 8th day and forward, the priest shall make your burnt offerings, and your peace offerings, on the altar. And I will accept you, declares Adonai Yahweh.